Welcome back to the Mind Body Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Spaeth, and it is so good to be back with you guys. Oof, has it been? It's been a week. It's been a very interesting week. Put your hands up if you're not driving. Who has felt some energy shifts this week? Can I get an amen on that? reason why I say that, you guys, is I have a beautiful three-year-old little boy at home, and let's just say he is totally in the stage of the trying threes. Like, the colors of the cups, they have to be precise. The type of chocolate milk has to be at the right temperature. And let's just not even begin with mommy trying to take the remote away from the child, because that turns into a tantrum if I have ever experienced one. So, but you guys aren't here just to listen to me kind of vent about my child. You are here to gain some insight, some wisdom, and some nuggets to help make your life more free, mind, body, and spirit. So, welcome back. Needed to vent there for all my mamas out there listening. I know you can relate. I know you can relate. But today what I want to dive into is attachment and things in which we don't even realize we have given our power to, in the sense of whether you could look at it as addiction, attachment, and maybe just not even living in a life of balance with different things externally outside of who we are. So, you know, the thing about me is I have a very, very addictive personality. So I know when I was young, of course, it was cigarettes, which led into, you know, drug use and alcohol and things that I would turn to when I didn't want to feel what was going on inside of my own body. And I've been doing a deep dive within my own self. I just started with another beautiful new mentor who I am so unbelievably honored and excited to be working with, who has literally brought in my soul to a completely new level. And I will dive more in the longer I am with her and the more beautiful things that I learn to continue to free myself, you guys, because I'm not perfect. I am imperfectly perfect. And that is what this life is about. So for me, being in an attachment, what does that look like? Now, the one biggest thing I can think of is myself and food. Now, I would say that I have definitely recreated a way healthier attachment to food than I used to have. Food literally used to control my life. I would wake up thinking about, what is it that I'm going to put in my body today? What am I going to eat for breakfast? If I work out, how many calories am I able to consume for breakfast? And oh my gosh, what am I going to eat for lunch? Am I going to, you know, should I have a smoothie? But what if there's fruit in there? Then that's high in carbs. And am I going to have a low blood sugar crash, you know, in the middle of the day? And am I going to be exhausted by 2 p.m.? And okay, what about dinner though? And I don't want to load up on carbs because I heard that that was bad, and all the things. Okay. All the things. So for me, it was honestly, you guys have heard the story again, but if you have not, please check out some previous episodes. There's one all about my story and road to weight loss and freedom in my body. But I will tell you, there are still some lingering attachments where I am still not living in a full surrendered state of trust with my body. And that's coming from a life of attachment, a life of attachment to food and how it made me feel. And it was always going for that simple, quick dopamine spike full of pleasure in the taste rather than the quality of the type of food that was fueling my body. Now, sometimes we can think what we are attached to, quote unquote, is healthy. Like, oh my gosh, I go to the gym every single day and I fuel my body with the best, most high quality ingredients every single day. But let me ask you this, are you more focused on getting to the gym than you are in your meditation, spiritual practice with God? And do you cut yourself short in different areas because you just have to get that workout in? Because if you don't get that workout in, then you're just not going to be good that day. Feel good, have the good cleared mind, all of those types of things. Now, if you fall into this category, raise your hand and put a mental note for yourself of like, wow, do I have control over my exercise or does my exercise have control over me? See, it's funny because we always think of attachments or we think of addictions or we think of being, you know, controlled by something that society would view as a negative. But we don't necessarily look at the fact that we can give our power away to things that society would say, oh, but that's good though. That's good for you, honey. No. It's not. Because you want to be able to live in a so-called state of freedom and being in your being and being in that sense of euphoria and peace and bliss, you have to be able to have balance. Now, let's say that you might be dropping into a beautiful deep meditation, but your timer goes off and God forbid you don't get to the gym. Well, the gym then has control over you. What about your sleep? What if a friend calls you and is in desperate need of your support, but because you are so idolizing your sleep, you don't stay the extra 30 minutes on the phone with him or her because your sleep has more control over you than you have balanced with it. Now, you can take anything. It's anything that you feel you cannot be okay without. See, the funny thing is, you know, we've heard it in scripture, whether, you know, depending upon whatever religious affiliate you're from, and it doesn't even need to be religion. It could be any spirituality that you like to follow, or maybe you don't follow any of them, and that's okay too. But when we start to give our power away, we start, the best way to kind of give yourself a mental checklist of like, wow, I wonder in what areas I do this in my life. The best way would be, hey, is there something that I purpose, like that I know for certain that I cannot live without? And then to delve into that. Why? What is that? What if we went on a little, not to trigger all of my detox people, but detox of whatever that thing may be? Now, I take CBD every night to go to bed. And I will tell you that it has been a long time, unless if I've been traveling. Yeah, nope, it's been a long time. It's been a really long time since I have not done that. So I have to take a mental note and ask myself, am I attached to my CBD for when I want to sleep? And do I really need that every single night? Or have I gotten myself to a place of, oh my gosh, if I don't take my CBD, then I'm not going to get a good night's sleep. And then my next day is just going to be ruined, ultimately putting that out in the universe. Probably creating that as my reality when I don't have the CBD in front of me to take for sleep. What about Friday night? Do you only look forward to Friday night because that's when you finally allow yourself to pour yourself a glass of wine? That really, it's not even Friday night that you're looking forward to, but it is that glass of wine that you are looking forward to. And that if you don't allow yourself that glass of wine, then Friday's just going to be ruined. Or a cocktail, or a beer, whatever your choice is, whatever vice it is that you feel you need to be able to come into a state of calm, peace, serenity, whatever it may be, relaxation. Are you so obsessed with journaling day in and day out that if you miss a day with your pen and paper, that you think that that day is not going to go as smoothly as it had in the past? Or do you have an actual addiction to something? Whether it be a cigarette, alcohol, social media. I will tell you guys, to be quite honest, and some of this may trigger, again, invitation to look inwards, is that I haven't done a full research, which I will. I should do a full research on what is the addiction to social media statistic today. I can guarantee you guys right now, you can even say in your own self, it's probably really high because it is designed that way to dopamine spike after dopamine spike after dopamine spike to keep you hooked. Now, the first thing you do when you wake up, do you look at your phone? Do you open up your social media notifications? Or your email? Because you have anxiety of, God forbid, what did I miss while I was sleeping? That could be an attachment in itself. How would you feel if you didn't look at your phone for the first 2 hours every single day? Let's say you get up at 5 o'clock, and let's say your work day starts at 8 or 9. What if you don't look at your phone until 7:30? See, it's funny, when you start to take a bird's eye view of the things that we feel we need to be okay we start to realize, wow, I've given a lot of my power away to things that are externally outside of myself. Because ultimately, to be free, whole, mind, body, and spirit, I don't need anything. I shouldn't need to be attached to anything. Are you to the point that when you are at Thanksgiving dinner and you're on this massive health kick that, God forbid, you cannot eat the green bean casserole because it's got butter in it? So you sit silently watching everybody else enjoy their food while you're fighting the battle inside of your head, like, oh my God, I really want that. But no, I promised myself that I wasn't going to eat stuff like that. And I just really wish I could have that right now, but I don't know, blah, 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 blah. That means then you're now attached to your health kick. So this isn't about completely eradicating attachments to anything, not at all, but it's about creating a balance within your system to know that on Thanksgiving, I could absolutely eat that delicious green bean casserole without fearing that, oh my gosh, if I eat this, I'm going to gain 5 pounds. How many of us struggle with that? I mean, I hear time and time again, women saying, I can't even look at a donut, I'll gain 5 pounds. Well, guess what? You just gave that donut fucking power. You haven't even tasted its sweet, delicious, melt-in-your-mouthness that donuts can give all of us. Now, people look to me for health advice and ask me what I do and don't eat, and I don't write off anything. I have balance in my life. I don't sit and take a mental note of, okay, Monday I ate this, Tuesday I ate that, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday I ate this, okay, maybe Sunday because I ate clean for 6 days, it's my treat to be able to have, you know, a lunch and then I plan it. No, because that's not living, you guys. That's not living. The pendulum swings in both directions. Either we don't give two rats assholes about our health, or we give way too much power to the industry. Rather than being able to trust that the power that we have within our minds and our bodies outweighs anything outside of ourselves, to know that we will be just fine if we have an impromptu dinner with a girlfriend and we have some dip and queso. Dip and queso. Clearly somebody knows what's on my mind. Chips and queso. That if we sit there and she's wanting to order chips and queso because she might be sobbing over something that might have happened in her relationship or her work, that we're looking and we can't even focus on what our girlfriend is saying because we're having the mental battle of, oh my God, I can't have the chips and queso, but it looks so good and it smells so good. And what is it going to do to my body and blah, blah, blah. That means that we literally pull ourselves out of the present moment and literally live in the attachment to everything we think is going to make us feel better. But why can't we feel good with or without anything? So today I want you guys to, if you want to, highly recommend it. And I'm going to join you on this journey of taking a mental note of, where do I give my power away and what attachments have I created, whether they be considered quote unquote healthy or not, to things outside of myself that I feel I need and that if I don't have, I will not be okay. That includes exercise. Let's say you go for a run at lunch every single day and there's a coworker that's struggling and was like, hey, do you want to go to lunch with me today? I really just want to pick your brain about something, or maybe I just need to have a vent session. And you're like, oh, hey, Karen, sorry, I'll give you 5 minutes, but I really got to go on my run. If your run is more important than that actual human connection, you have created an attachment. So join me this week. And it's not like it's going to be easy, you guys, because again, it's not meant to be. I don't even want to say it that way. Let me rephrase that. It's not that it's meant to be easy or hard, but it's meant to create the freedom and balance that you are absolutely desiring. Now, if I didn't have my green juice if I didn't have my green juice this morning, would I be okay? Absolutely. Would I sit there and be like, oh my gosh, my bowels aren't going to work if I don't have my green juice today? No. Well, funny thing, I survived 20 plus odd years without it. I think I'll be okay if I miss a day. So join me, okay? Join me, and what I plan to do is I want to make a list of things that I utilize that in my perception, I think are for my health. Okay. You can obviously, you know, you the best if you smoke cigarettes, hey, right there. You can understand that's an attachment. If you drink cocktails every single night to relax, that's an attachment. If you have to have the TV on in bed before you go to sleep, that's an attachment. If you constantly have to have noise around you 24/7 because sitting in silence makes you feel some sort of way, that's an attachment. If you feel like you have to go to the gym and it's going to take away from other things if you don't, that's also an attachment. So this week, I can already tell you guys for sure, CBD at night. Do I need it? Am I attached to it? Can I go a night without it and see how I feel in the morning? Now, if I get a really shitty night's sleep, then I know I need to have a detox from it. Because it's just supposed to be there to supplement and support. It's not supposed to be there to fully control. And then I'm going to go throughout my week and see what other things have I created attachments to that if I were to take them away for a little while, will I be okay? Can I create that balance in my life? And what am I not doing because I'm fearing, whether it be the food or the conversations or the wine or whatever? Because the thing about this, you guys, is we always, there's a big thing that happens, and I feel like it's getting more prevalent nowadays, is that people are wanting to give up alcohol, which, hey, more power to you if that feels so right in your body and your soul that that's the direction you need to go because you know you the best. But it's funny because sometimes people give up alcohol for like a month, you know, they'll do like dry January or dry February or whatever. But then it's like on the weekend, they'll be just like no idea what to do and they're freaking out and all these different things, maybe not freaking out, but they're having the mind game of like, oh, I really want a cocktail, but I said I was doing dry January, but I really, really want a cocktail because it's like I'm out at the sporting event and everybody's enjoying themselves and having a cocktail, but I told myself I wasn't going to have a cocktail, but now I really want to have a cocktail. Well, guess what? That cocktail still has fucking power over you. Okay? The thing, you know, with alcohol, you know, alcoholism, when you become clean and sober, if you, yes, I understand that people consider that a massive disease, but if then all you can talk about is how you're sober and how everybody else needs to be sober, it still has power over you. It still has power over you because you are still thinking about it. It is still consuming your mind. Whether you want to call it attachment, addiction, or giving your power away, whatever verbiage fits for you, take a mental note and see, where am I giving my power away? What am I attached to? And how can I create peace and balance within my mind, body, and soul to not need or to allow and to surrender sometimes to the delicious green bean casserole on Thanksgiving? I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Please, please give us a like, a review, a rating. We really, truly appreciate it. Just can help bring this out to more people. Again, you can find me on Instagram at I am Natalie Spaeth. I do have an exciting new website in the works of development right now that I'm excited to get launched out here. So there will be another platform that you can connect with me on. I hope you guys have an absolute beautiful day.